T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor, my pleasure, my privilege.
Aw.
I know.
That's so nice. Thank you, Rashad.
To introduce my good friend, Tracy Hutchins, CBS 46 Evening Anchor. She has just started a new web segment for CBS 46, and it is dope.
Okay, so there's only been like a couple segments, and we're actually going to drop the third segment today, Rashad. But do you like it?
I do like it. I love it. I love how it flows. I love how it looks. I love how the still image is when you post it.
Uh-huh.
It's just you there with the graphic, and it seems very personal and connectional. I love it.
So let me tell you this. This is almost me going back to my roots, because when I started in television, like, say, 26 years ago,
what?
I was,
wait, yes. A minute. I thought you were 27, though.
You know, when I was just a baby. But when I started in television, you know, now they call them multimedia journalists, MMJs,
that's right?
You know, because
yes.
They do everything.
Right.
And that's how it is now. You have to be able to do everything. And so when I first started out, I was carrying my camera, the lights, the tripod, the everything. So here I was, this little black girl, going to these places in Iowa and Indiana, and they'd never seen such a thing, you know, someone coming up to them carrying a camera. But this is kind of going back to my roots, because I'm doing everything. I'm shooting all of this by myself. And, you know, this age of, I shoot it all on my phone. Thank goodness I have a 10, but, you know, I haven't upgraded yet. I don't know
but
if that's quite
great.
The budget yet. But this is, and that's what my bosses want, to kind of, you know, for it to have that kind of gritty, you know, YouTube-style look. Can I get photographers to do it and light me, you know, and have me look amazing? Yes, but we're kind of doing it gritty-wise. So we're doing this all by ourselves, and I have an editor and a graphics person who kind of helped me with that, too, to give it that look. So I'm excited. So the segment we're dropping today is, and what I like about this is my bosses gave me an opportunity to kind of have my own voice besides what I read on the news every day. So I am taking a lot of my experiences and putting this into this segment, and it's called What Your Mother Never Told You. And in a way, it pays homage to my mother. I lost my mother about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And, you know, my mother was an amazing teacher. She raised me up, thankfully, to be the woman that I am today. But she was focused on my survival and making sure I had all the tools that I needed to survive. All the things on the periphery that we don't think about, that, you know, you're like, where am I going to get this information? I unfortunately had to kind of learn on my own, or, you know, in growing up, learn those things. So it's one of those segments where it's those things that you know about that maybe you don't talk about, or you do talk about with your girlfriends, or you think, well, am I alone in this one? Because the segment we're talking about today is the shortage of economically attractive partners.
Whoa.
Economically attractive.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that what you're calling it now? Economically,
right. Who knew there was a name for it, right?
Attractive partners. There's another term. It's called a mother with money. That's the other term. But now we are calling it economically. Jamin, I need to get you on this, man, because you're a millennial. Sir, is this a term that you were aware of?
No, sir. It sounds real classy, though, for a different term.
Okay. All right. I like where you're going with this. Let's talk about it.
So basically it's, and you know what, Rashad, I've experienced it. And I think a lot of women, especially in Metro Atlanta, have, because when you look at the economics of this and you have a number of women, and really I said partners when it can be man or woman, however, you know, however you get into the game. But it's because I think so many women, especially in Atlanta, make as much, if not more, than a lot of men. So you're kind of put in this box of, and it's not saying I can't date someone or be with someone who makes less money than I am, But money's a factor, and we know it. So if it doesn't come up early on in the relationship, it will eventually. Don't you think?
I agree, and I've made this analogy on my program before when we talked about relationships and how much people earn. I think in the human social experience, money is a form of protection, okay? If we were just in the animal kingdom and using animal kingdom rules alone, the males would fight for the attention of the female.
Right.
They would literally fight. Now, why do they literally fight? They literally fight because the female says, that's the one who can actually provide for me because they can kill stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They can protect me if somebody tries to attack me. But in our social experience as human beings, money does a lot of that.
It does.
Money does a lot of that. Money can protect you. Money can assist with you being protected if somebody comes after you. Money does that. So I get it. I understand it. I don't believe that individuals who are financially challenged can really be in a sustained relationship with an individual who has a lot of money.
Right. It's security. It's about security.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're young, maybe you don't think about it. You know, it's all moon, spoon, and June, and that's not important to you.
Yeah.
But I tell you, when you get to my age bracket, that's important because I've worked hard. I've been single for more than 13 years now.
What?
I know. That's a long time, right? Actually, it's probably longer than that.
And we know that's by absolute choice.
Not necessarily. But, you know, that's important because when you think about all the things that you've worked hard to build, I'm not saying I'm not willing to share that with someone, but I want someone who has the same thing that I have.
Go ahead.
You know, my mom told me when I was growing up to find someone who is equally yoked. You know,
yeah.
When you're in church, they tell you that all the time. Find someone who's equally yoked because a lot of times if you don't, I mean, I experienced this in dating. Issues come up.
You know, some people take that equally yoked comment and they say, as long as he believes in Jesus. No, he may believe in the other Jesus. It's a few of them floating around, by the way. Now, equally yoked to me means you are equal in values, or you have common mm-hmm. values. You have common capacity. You have common vision. And to me, that's equally yoked. And I think there are assumptions made with a person's status. If there's an individual, male or female, who makes a certain salary, there's a status associated with who they are because they're successful in the marketplace.
Right.
Well, there's an assumption with that status, and that assumption is they are likely hard workers. They are very precise in their leadership. They care about not only themselves and what they do, but perhaps their community as well. There are assumptions that we make based on that, and I think that helps us in our dating class. But my question to you is this. Can you date a man, like seriously in a sustained relationship? I'm not talking about going out for coffee.
Right.
Can you date a man who makes significantly less than you?
So here's where, and I have done that, and here's where the issue comes up. With the things that I like to do. Now, not saying that I, because I pay for things all the time. I don't have, I've gone, you know, half seas on vacations, mm-hmm. on dinner, or pay for dinner. If I ask someone out, say, hey, let's go do whatever, I don't have a problem paying for that, or things, or getting gifts, or all those things. But over an extended period of time, so this is a situation that happened to me, that I was dating someone who I knew made a lot less than I did. It got to the point where it was like a little too much information, where he said, you know what, we can't go out this week because I ran over budget.
Ooh.
Now, I appreciate Ooh. Being honest.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Right.
I would have said, listen, my mama called, and what had happened was I got to go pick up from the nursing
home.
Right,
that's too much information. I don't need to know that, right? Damn. Keep that to yourself.
Is that unattractive?
It can be.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to know that. You know, that's like pulling back the curtain and showing me everything. I don't need to see that. So, like you say, tell me something else, or, hey, you know what, let's go out to the park and we're going to have like a little picnic lunch.
Sandwiches
something, you know, let's just go for a walk, grab some coffee, anything. But that maybe I'll get some pushback from that. But honestly, I think other women would agree with me on that.
Of course they would. Even the ones that won't say it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We got more on the other side. Tracy, I want to play one of your segments on the other side of the break. Okay.
Okay.
All right. News and talk. 1380 WAOK.
I'm Tracy Hutchins. Let's talk about ghosts. No, not the kind that float around, the kind that disappear. You know, your mother never told you that one day you would be haunted by someone who never called you back, never responded to your text messages. If you've dated any length of time in Metro Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about, ghosting. It's when someone that you've been dating, maybe a few dates here and there, conversations on the phone or maybe online, you think it's going well, all of a sudden it's not going anywhere because you don't hear from them. Crickets. Well, the simple fact is it's happened to a lot of people. More than 80% of millennials say they have been ghosted. You know what? It's happened to me quite a bit, actually. And I will admit, I actually have ghosted a couple of people in my past. But you know what? You might say, grow up, be an adult, and tell the person, you know what? It's just not working out. I don't really think I'm that into you. The fact is, it's happening to the older generation, too. The over 50 crowd, they have been ghosted. And some dating sites that cater to the older generation are playing on that, saying, you know what? Have you been ghosted? Get back out there. Get out into that dating field. Get back on the horse. I found for me the best thing was to start a project, honestly. My house is filled with so many projects that I've started because I was ghosted by someone. Do you have any scary ghosting stories you'd like to share? I'd like to hear them. I'm Tracy Hutchins.
Tracy, we're all doomed.
No.
I am so... There's no hope for us.
There's hope for everyone. You know what? We're all regular people, and stuff happens to us, too.
Tracy, if you have been ghosted as much as you indicate, there is no hope for the rest of the population. I'm sorry.
You know what? You got to get out there and try it.
Okay. And that was really, really cool. And the facts and stats that you provide, that made me think, when you first started, it made me think about how many times I've ghosted somebody.
How many is that?
It's been.
You lost count, haven't you?
Of course I've lost count. I'm 38 now, okay? But I've done that where situations changed
right. For
me personally, and I decided not to continue engaging that individual, but I did not tell them why,
mm-hmm.
right? Or they did something or said something that gave me caution, and I never explained to them, hey, this is why I decided to stop communicating. That's ghosting.
It is. And it's hard to do. It's hard to be very frank about what the problem is. And in this day and age where we are just either texting back and forth, but majority of the time, right?
Right.
It's easy to just look at that and delete it and keep moving on. But, you know.
But you think,
I feel like I've grown up a bit
since
then. I've been direct about some things to some people and say, you know what, this is not working.
But Tracy, you're saying we need to tell people, hey, listen, I'm really just not that into you. That would break my heart.
To tell someone that?
Oh, my God. It would break my heart to tell it, and it would break my heart to hear it. Come on now. If somebody literally says to you that you're into, right,
yes.
and they are a decent person, they may not be into you. It would hurt both of you to have that conversation.
But what hurts more, not hearing anything and not knowing what the problem is? Because sometimes you honestly think, this is how women think. What, did he get into an accident? What happened? Did he lose his phone? I mean, there's so many things that go through our mind. And if you just, yes, can you be honest at first? Rip the Band-Aid off? Of course that hurts. Nobody wants to hear that someone is not into them. But at least you know what the deal is. At least you know something.
Okay. I'm kind of riding with you on that, Tracy. I'm kind of riding with you on it, all right? That's the way I keep it. These segments are meant to spark conversation.
They are.
Okay. How can people find them?
So you can go, the best way actually is to follow me on social media, both on Facebook and Instagram. It's my full name, Tracy Hutchins, T-R-A-C-Y-E. There's an E at the end, H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and it's just my name on all of those platforms.
Here's what I need you to do. Everyone who's listening to me right now, I need you to follow her on social media now. That is my personal request. I need you to follow her on social media now, because once she posts these things, and you can look at the archives as well, you can interact with the content.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we want. We want to hear from people, because I'm saying I can't be alone in this. I can't be the only one who is experiencing ghosting or the inability sometimes to find someone who may be economically attractive. So I want to hear from people and maybe their situation too, or if it's something that we haven't talked about yet that they've experienced. Hey, we want to talk about it because there's certainly other people out there who've been in that same situation.
You're getting into some real social hot topics that are outside of regular news.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's great. I'm very fortunate to have bosses who want to
yes.
hear this other side of life in Atlanta, because I think it's a real thing that we don't have those conversations about relationships. And sometimes you feel like, you know, you're living in isolation here, that you are the only person that's going through it, and you're not.
Very true. Jamin, if you would, go ahead and post Tracy Hutchins' Facebook page on the Real Talk page so people can go ahead, click it, join, and interact.
I got you.
You got me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, homie. Okay. What's coming up tonight again?
Tonight? Oh, so make sure you join us on CBS 46 News at 5 o'clock. I can't tell you what's in the shows today because I was busy recording my next segment
yes.
For What Your Mother Never Told You. But, you know, we're just covering everything that's going on in Metro Atlanta. And, of course, the forecast, everybody's talking about the weather. You know it's going to get cold next week, right?
I heard
it's going to get cold, like, starting tonight, I think.
Call me tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Trench coat shouting.
Yep. Better buy that new coat. Bundle up.
I'm ready. No, I already got my trench coat.
You do?
I have a whole set. You'll see when I come to the station.
You'll be sharp as ever.
You will see what I got them laid out. I laid them out last week when the weather played with me.
Wait a minute, Rashad. Do you plan your wardrobe from day to day?
Damn right.
Mm. Okay.
Well, maybe a day or two in advance. All right, not the whole week.
Not the whole week.
Not the whole week, right? So the weather has to fit the outfit.
I think so too, right?
Yeah.
Like the season, not necessarily. But the weather.
That's right.
The weather should dictate. It could be October and it's 70 degrees. Now, I'm not wearing, you know, bright yellow, but
right.
I'm going to wear short sleeves.
There you go.
It's not boots and sweater weather just yet.
That's right.
What does it feel like outside? Because this is Atlanta.
That's you know? Right. I'm going to start a fashion blog.
Ooh, you should.
No, I should not. Tracy, we appreciate you. How can people follow you again on social media?
Yeah, sure. It's Tracy Hutchins, T-R-A-C-Y-E. H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S on Instagram and Facebook and also Twitter as well. And you can find me, of course, on and I did a quick little picture of me and you, Rashad. You were busy working, but they can find me through you as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. I appreciate
yes.
you. All right. I'll see you at the office, okay?
Okay. We'll see you in a bit. Thank you, Rashad.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.